Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week on restoring vision. And we've been looking at that passage of Scripture found in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy or blessed is he. Praise God. I'd like to read a passage, and this is found in Revelation, but the reason I'm doing it is that we, as a church, and especially as individuals, that's what I've been concentrating on these last few days, that we need a personal vision of what God has for us to do in our lives, the things or seasons in our lives. And I'd like to share with you Revelation 3:18, where the Lord Jesus is speaking, and this is Paul, or John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, and he received this revelation to the seven churches, not just of his day, but for the various church ages. The Lord says, "I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see." Verse 19 says, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. As many as I love, beloved, be zealous, therefore, and repent." And basically, they were doing a lot of things for them. They were active for the Lord. They believed in God, but their works, they were neither cold or hot. They were lukewarm, and they were blessed. They were rich and increased with goods, which could be a deception. Oh, God's really blessing. Well, we don't really need anything, but the Lord's estimation was that they were wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. That's why he said, since they were blind, obviously not physically, but with that spiritual sight, spiritual vision, to keep the commandments, to do the things the Lord was asking of them, and especially in personal ways, individually, as well as for a church body. And so this was his concern. You need to have vision. And just a little bit of detail. He says, "I counsel of thee to anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see." Eye salve, in the Greek word, used it there in the New Testament, it was kalorion, and it was primarily a diminutive of kalora, which was, in that language, denotes a coarse bread roll, and hence it was an eye salve shaped like a roll to conform to the shape of the eye. The collyrium, in terms of the medical dictionary, it is an eye medication, or an eye wash, in other words. It's mentioned by Galen as a Phrygian power for which the medical school at Laodicea seems to have been famous. So Jesus was making it very pertinent to those who'd be familiar with what he was referencing. It was a preparation composed of various materials and used as a remedy for tender eyelids. And this, of course, what Jesus is speaking about is a reference to restoring spiritual vision. The Laodiceans needed to give up their own wisdom, their own reasoning, and come as little children and understand what the Lord was asking of them, the claims of Christ, as to the true knowledge of their actual condition. They were totally deceived. They thought they were fine. And isn't that true in the world today? So many have been blessed, and they're prospering, and they build bigger and bigger churches, and they are deceived to think they're doing a great work for God. But we need to really come before the Lord and repent of anything that is not inspired by God, not in obedience to God. They didn't understand their actual condition before God. And that's why this, I'm sure they would have been horrified when John actually sent the letters to them, because they were not what they thought they were. And so it says, you know, it's interesting. It says, I counsel thee to buy this eye salve that thou mightest see. And it's interesting. He's saying, I counsel thee to anoint thine eyes. In other words, it is active. It's not saying, I'm going to do it. I want you to do it. God will give the vision, but there is things that we need to do: repentance, seeking of God, seeking His face, praying. There's an imperative in this. It's understood that they need to do something. And beloved, first of all, they need to repent, as we all may do in our lives. If we've let the cares and troubles and burdens of our daily life rob us of that sense of excitement, of vision. If someone asks you, you know, what's on your heart? What's your vision? You see what I mean? If you're being motivated by a vision, you would be able to respond quickly. Oh, I have a vision to help out at the local rescue center. I have a vision to work with children. I'm working with the young people, and there is a response. There's something that person individually knows in their heart that God is calling them to do. So there's an imperative: you anoint. And if we're willing to repent, God will certainly be most gracious and merciful. He'll heal by His Word and His Holy Spirit, and your spiritual eyes will be opened. The Living Bible says of that translation, that scripture I shared with you, get medicine from me to heal your eyes and give you back your sight. There's a free offer also extended in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Praise God. The Lord is saying the spiritual things we need, we have to come. They're freely given. Come to the waters. Everyone, come to the waters. Jesus is the source of living waters. If you don't have money, well, you know, I'm really poor. You don't have, you know, as much as those who that you know, that you may be very limited in resources. He's saying, come. There's no problem, because there's not a price on this. It's not like the world. There's nothing you can get that doesn't cost money, right? Unless they're giving away free samples or something. But it's an open, generous, warm-hearted invitation from the very heart of God to come and ask Him. Proverbs 29:18, again, as I bring this broadcast to a close, where there is no, I'm going to read another version, Revised Standard. Where there is no revelation, the people perish. And that's the NIV. And the Revised Standard says, where there is no prophecy, the people cast off restraint. See, that's part of the a sense of being undisciplined and unrestrained and undisciplined given to what, laziness and just not being what God expects of us. Revelation 19:10, it's interesting. It says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Jesus is wanting always to speak to us. He wants to guide us in the small affairs of our daily lives. And so often we've been guilty of preaching religion instead of Jesus and the abundant life that he offers. So we need to get our personal vision clear. And then if we're not in a church, we need to align ourselves with the vision of leadership in a local church where God has called us to be planted. We can then flourish in those gifts that he has placed in our lives and in our service for the Lord. Praise God. Well, that concludes the message, but I think I would be amiss not to take a few moments to pray with you. And let's ask the Lord to renew our vision. I'm including myself in this, that we can get a fresh insight into the things that God has called us to do, that he may still want us to do, or there may be some brand new things we've never even attempted before. Father, we come to you, and Lord, we've heard your word this week. We understand what you're asking of us, but Father, we first of all repent. We turn away from lukewarmness, from indifference, from spiritual blindness, lacking vision that you have given. We repent, Lord, and we're asking that you would give divine spiritual vision and insight, that you would open up the very windows of heaven to each and every person that's praying this prayer, that we would understand in a very clear way for our lives the things that you are asking of us to do. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just believe you for it, and we thank you for it in advance, in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, it's such a privilege to be able to stand with you in prayer, and as I do on occasion on the broadcast, I will do as I receive your letter of prayer request. Even if you don't send, I have partners, they don't actually send necessarily every month a prayer need. I just go ahead and pray with the knowledge I have from previous letters, or I just simply pray in the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit praying, and he knows exactly how to pray. Hallelujah. So the announcer will give our mailing address, and know that when I alone pick up the mail, I go to the post office, I open the mail, I alone read the letters and answer. So I do invite you to take advantage of this. You may need help in seeking the Lord. So I invite you to write and share your needs. God bless you. I love you. I bless you in Jesus' name. And until next week, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.